Hey Eco Heroes, before I jump into today's topic, I've got some super duper amazing news that I can't wait to share with you. Self-sufficiency in the suburbs is open and I couldn't be more excited. If you've been tuning in for a while, you know that I've been working towards this point for a long time. In fact, the idea for self-sufficiency in the suburbs has been in my head for over 3 years. Self-sufficiency in the suburbs is a members-only club that will show you how to move towards a simpler, more sustainable way of living, one tiny step at a time. And for a limited time, you can test it out now for just $1. I know, it's crazy. $1 to learn the complete ins and outs of how to run a self-sufficient household, including step-by-step and actionable training in all the important areas of self-sufficiency. So think sustainable cooking, organic gardening, reducing household waste, slashing your energy bills, and so much more. You'll also become a part of an amazing online community, a truly gorgeous tribe of like-minded, eco-savvy soul sisters and guys, all supporting each other on their journey to living a cleaner, greener life. There's no contracts when you join the club, and you can cancel at any time, which makes this an incredibly rewarding, no-brainer, risk-free investment in your family's health and future. Why so cheap? Well, the $1 trial is a one-off launch special just for October 2016, but I'm also super passionate about making this program accessible to as many people who are keen to create a sustainable home as possible. So when you join, be sure to tell your friends and family too, so they can also sign up and learn and share the journey with you. So to take advantage of this offer, just head on over to www.selfsufficiencyinthesuburbs.com today. I'll pop the link below in the show notes and I will see you on the other side. Righto, now that I've shared that exciting news with you, it's time to Eco Chat. Over the next few weeks on the podcast, I'm going to take a look at how we can best nurture our kids to develop a love and respect for our environment. Regardless of whether or not you have young children yourself, no doubt there are kids in your life, perhaps nieces or nephews, grandchildren, students if you're a teacher or carer of any sort, patients if you're in the health profession, or maybe you just see your friends' children from time to time. Regardless of your relationship to the children in your life, I'd love you to keep these points in mind as you interact with them. In most cases, what I'm recommending to help nurture an eco-consciousness in children has many other benefits as well. So in this episode, I'll be sharing 4 ways you can nurture eco-conscious kids. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Eco Chat podcast. I'm your host, Laura Trotter, and I'm here to show you how you can create an eco-ceptional life you love without compromising your lifestyle. Tune in for inspiring interviews with real-life eco-heroes, plus my own theories, thoughts, and tips for sustainable living. I'm all about making green mainstream, and I'd love to help you on your eco journey. So let's get started. So why is it important to nurture eco-conscious kids? Now, before I jump in and cover how we can actually do this, let's touch on why it's important. Kids who are connected to and who are aware of their environment are happier and healthier than those who aren't. But it goes a little further than that too. As the world's environmental problems become more and more complex, we're going to be looking towards the next generation to help solve these issues. And obviously, that's our kids. In a nutshell, kids who are more connected to nature today will be much more inclined to want to help preserve it tomorrow. You're probably wondering how my parents nurtured my love and respect for the environment, especially considering my strong passion for sustainability. But to be honest with you, they did and they didn't. We lived in a country town, spent most of our time playing outdoors as kids, and we were lucky enough to go on some lovely family holidays. So destinations like the Victorian High Country and the Gippsland Lakes were family favourites. My mum was also amazingly thrifty. She was and still is a fabulous cook, and I'd sit on a kitchen stool for hours with her and cook as a child. She was also super crafty and handy with the sewing machine and knitting needles. Basically, Mum ran a pretty sustainable household and I learned so much from her. On the other hand, however, while my father loved the outdoors too, he was a bit contradictory as he was quite the litter bug, to the point where it made me really, really angry as a kid. It wasn't uncommon for us to go on a country drive with him, usually when Mum was working an afternoon shift as a nurse at the local hospital, only to watch him toss drink bottle after drink bottle out the car window into the bushland we'd be driving past. I know, it's terrible, isn't it? This was obviously the late 80s and early 90s, so in general people didn't have the awareness that they do have now, but even then, this used to, you know, kids know what's right and wrong, and we were sitting in the back seat and we would get so angry. I'd say stuff, of course. In fact, all my sisters did, as it did make us so cross, but it kind of fell on deaf ears. I think this, among other events, fired me up, and maybe I subconsciously thought that if I couldn't change my dad, perhaps I could change others to kind of balance it all out. Who knows? Either way, I grew up in a household where I learnt what to do, and I also learnt what not to do when it came to sustainable living. So, with that covered, what are the things that I recommend you to do to help nurture eco-conscious kids? Well, number one, get your kids out in nature. We're going to talk about this in plenty of detail next week when we're joined by Sarah Sutter of Nature Play SA. But in short, our early connections with nature are deeply cemented in us and make us much more likely to value its conservation in future. Children who spend more time outdoors are also happier and calmer and healthier than those who don't. Now, when I was studying environmental engineering at university in the mid-1990s, I observed that a large proportion of the students enrolled in my degree grew up in the country. They spent their weekends playing down the local creek, picnicking in the countryside, or helping out on their family farm. Of the city students who were enrolled, they tended to be the outdoor adventure type, and they still camped and went on bushwalks with their families. So despite growing up in the greater city of Melbourne, their parents had ensured that they were connected to nature from a young age. They didn't value it any less than the country kids, to be honest. So make the effort to get out in nature with your kids for their own health and benefit and yours. And if you're looking for nature play ideas for babies and young children, I've got a very special freebie that you can download. Just go to natureplay.lauratrotter.com and I'll pop the links below in the show notes. It's just a simple one-page cheat sheet with 25 plus easy nature play ideas for kids. So be sure to download it and get your kids outside. Number two on how to nurture eco-conscious kids is to read your children books about sustainability. Now, in her book Reading Magic, Mem Fox states, if every parent understood the huge educational benefits and intense happiness brought about by reading aloud to their children, and if every parent and every adult caring for a child read aloud a minimum of 3 stories a day to the children in their lives, we could probably wipe out illiteracy within one generation. There's countless, countless benefits of reading to children. Sharing stories and songs with your baby or young child is one of the most important things you can do to help their developing brain. As a baby absorbs new sights, textures, scents and sounds, the connections in their brain that makes learning possible multiply and become stronger. Children's books focused on caring for the environment help nurture sustainability values within your child from a very early age. Now, I love the Little Green Book series for teaching young children about sustainability. And of course, The Lorax is always a popular favourite. In fact, one of the very first books I bought when I had my son in 2009, actually I didn't buy this one, it was gifted to me by a friend. It was just Eco Babies Wear Green, you know, it was a pretty cool one. So there's more and more of these books available at the moment. Reading is also an activity that can be eco-friendly and free. Just join your local library to start enjoying the benefits. Right, point number three on how to nurture eco-conscious kids. And this really is the most important one. I really should have put this one as point number one. But it is to be a role model. When it comes to leading by example, I think the following quote by Wilfred Peterson sums it up perfectly. Our children are watching us live, and what we are shouts louder than anything we can say. Put simply, how can we expect our children to live sustainably and care about the environment if we don't? This is where we need to walk the talk and lead by example. It's not always an easy task, but don't underestimate its effectiveness. And the last point on how to nurture eco-conscious kids is to give them a chance to shine. I totally understand that having your kids pitch in around the home initially takes a lot of patience, time, and perhaps a few broken household items or three before they learn the ropes. But really, kids learn when you get them involved. Give your kids a chance to shine and watch them rise to the occasion. Perhaps you can give them a section in the garden that's theirs to grow what they want. Maybe they can collect the eggs from the chickens each day, take out the rubbish or recycling, be the light police and catch anyone out who leaves lights on in vacant rooms. Or if you have older children, hand over the responsibility of cooking dinner one night a week to them. It's not cruel. It's actually smart and it's called insourcing. Now, I left home at the age of 17, knowing how to cook, clean and run a household. And while I thought I was hard done by on many occasions in my teenage years, I now know what a great gift my parents gave me in this area. I didn't fall flat on my face when I moved out of home. I just got on with living and I actually cooked an awesome celebratory dinner from scratch and invited all my uni and school friends over to celebrate my newfound freedom. So that's pretty much it, the four best ways to nurture eco-conscious children. If we can all focus on these areas, our planet will be in very good hands in future and we would have all done a little bit to help make green mainstream. Thanks for listening to the EcoChat podcast. I'm Laura Trotter. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love you to subscribe, share with your friends and leave a review in iTunes. And if you're keen to continue the conversation, head on over to my website, lauratrotter.com, where you can also pick up your free copy of my e-guide, 11 Steps to Ecofire Your Home and Your Life. Catch you there.